we live in Ireland now where at the moment people are coming in and going out of this country. And I spoke to a young couple last night in Donegal that they're living in a caravan that's damp. They're expecting a baby the 1st of April and they can't get an electrician because in their house out the country for 2 days to finish off their house the way they'd be able to live in it. We live in a country that a person was roofing a house in Portumna and the guard came along and told them, you have to go. We live in a country that someone from Northern Ireland can come down. Every day, a group of them go into every shop in this country and have a contract with the Irish state for doing a social housing scheme. And we have Paddy here in this country now looking at going across to England for work because we have shut them down. I spoke to small subcontractors last night who are ready to go bust because of the regulations that has been brought in. 150-acre field here in Dublin where you'd nearly have to send a drone across to see someone. Site shut down. What mentality are we doing? Or what are we gone so cowardly that we're not able to make a decision of what's right and what's wrong? Or are doctors just going to say, oh, well, I don't know much about building, but I'm going to close it down? We need to wake up and cop on that our own people at this minute in time, builders' construction is like a bird. You go where the work is. And they are leaving this country in droves because England is full bore. There's no point in saying. We also have to remember that there are companies in Ireland where their electricians go out for 3 weeks on, 1 week off and come home. Will they not be allowed to see their families? I'm not opposed to quarantine. Let me be very clear on that. But is there much point in quarantine if I can go into France, meet people there, and they jump on a plane and come to Ireland, and then jump on a plane and go to England? When we're doing this, we need to do it either right, full duck, or no dinner. Either do it right or forget about it altogether. Because at the moment, Minister, what we are doing is, we are talking about this for so long. I listened to a programme this morning on quarantine. And I tell you, if you don't do it right within the hotel, you'll have a bigger problem. Because I heard that Luke O'Neill guy, and he talked about when you open the door where people are in quarantine, it can come out at you. And we're not set up for some of this. You need systems that pull the air away. And like we are working on a system now that if you're coming from 20 countries, it's nearly like an animal export out of this country. You have to have everything around you or you cannot come, whatever. And then if you come from somewhere else, you can shoot in, show your PCR test and away with you. We need to bring either one thing or the other. And the big problem is, Minister, and it's not your fault, and I'm not blaming you. We have an EU. And if you went down to Castlereagh Mart or Roscommon Mart and brought a dealer and got them to start dealing with some of these crowds that's doing the vaccines that have done a better job than what the EU has done, because it's a total unmitigated disaster the way they have done their dealing. And I think we should be looking outside to whoever has vaccines to do deals with them, because some of them in Europe, from what I see, haven't a clue what they're at. Minister, one thing I'm going to ask you, will you look at the construction sector? Because they're what a lot of people don't understand. First of all, the government hasn't gone to the banks. The banks aren't giving them a moratorium, even though Europe has stated that the banks should give a moratorium since after Christmas to help countries. But they've given the two fingers to Pascal Donoghue, as per usual. Well, we need to rein them in, or the central bank needs to rein them in. Because what people don't understand is, if we don't have the subcontractors that's doing the work, the groundworks, are shifting the muck, who have big payments, because these are on leases, these payments. There is no moratorium on that. You know, everyone is talking about, oh, well, there's EWSS and there's PUP and there's every type of all this stuff coming out. But let's drill down to what's keeping, what the payments they have. And there's nothing to support them. There's nothing to help them. And for God's sake, will you just look at the construction sector? One person roofing a house in Portumna, which is like you nearly want to throw the virus at them to get it. Or people working, have a look at the stats. In one industry in this country, there was 800 in 1 week that had the virus. And in the construction, there was something like 22. Have we lost the courage to make decisions because we got bit in the arse at Christmas? And I was one of them that said, open up, open the things at Christmas. And you put up your hand. But don't lose courage. Stand up and be counted.